I'm looking for good, solid play from everybody on our team. That's what I'm hoping for, that we play a good, solid game, that we can play it pretty much error-free and not do anything stupid. And if we do, we'll have a chance to win. If we don't do it, we won't have a chance to win.
Snap is back. Looking left, looking. Well, you got Witten wide open to the post. Throws it, caught it at the 19. Down to the 10. Drags him in inside the 5. Down to the 3. 29 seconds left. 28 seconds. Oh, my gracious heavens. Timeout is called by Dallas. Witten was so open, I was afraid he wasn't going to see him, and I was going to have to go down there and tell him himself. Oh, Tony, excuse me. It's the large fellow down the middle. Shotgun snap to Romo, running up the middle. 15, 10, throws it to the 5 to Creighton. To the goal line, pushing through two defenders. Touchdown, Patrick Creighton. And he spikes the ball to the turf. And that is individual effort by Patrick Creighton, who should have been tackled at the 2-yard line. Brown booms his kickoff. To the left of the offense, Austin at the 6. Up the left side in a hurry to the 25, to the 30. Austin to the 40. Austin on the sideline. Austin to the 30. Miles. Austin to the 10. Touchdown on the kickoff return. 93 yards. The Cowboys regain the lead.
We just didn't get it done offensively.
Romo, good protection. Deep to the middle to Witten. At the Seattle 45, the ball came out. Fumbled and recovered by Seattle. And the Witten fumble blunts the drive and gives Seattle the ball. Romo's going to throw a hitch. Glenn down at the 2, fumbled the ball through the side of the end zone, still loose, and it is a touchdown recovered in the end zone.
You know, I think the defense, they did a good job of allowing us to create some opportunities on offense, and offensively, we just didn't get it done.
And we were corralling to the ball. We were making plays.
Play action, Hasselbeck, little late pressure hit as he throws the ball out, intercepted at the 38-yard line. Anthony Henry hit that wounded duck, and Dallas gets the first big play of the game.
We're getting a lot of turnovers, getting the offense back the ball.
Play action, Hasselbeck, pump and go. Down the right side, tipped and intercepted by Williams on a ball tipped by Newman at the 43-yard line of Dallas.
Which was good. So, I mean, we played a better game on defense this week.
Going for a touchdown on fourth and goal from the 2. And Hasselbeck with a fake pitch left, rolling right, looking, nobody, throwing, incomplete. Turned aside by the Dallas defense. 6:42 to play, and Dallas up 7.
But it wasn't good enough.
I mean, anytime it's still time on the clock, you can lose or win a ball game when it's that close.
Hasselbeck back 7. No rush at all. Deep to the middle. He's got Stevens all alone at the 5 and walked in for the touchdown. Brady James and Roy Williams right down the middle. It's what happened the entire month of December. 37 yards. Third down and 7. And they are going to play fake, and Romo's going to throw to the end zone. Witten caught it near the 1-yard line, and he's got a first and goal. Oh, there's a gutsy call for you.
After reviewing the play, the receiver's forward progress was stopped at the 1.5. It's fourth down.
But in your mind, you don't think that it's going to happen that way, the way it happened.
So it's 19 yards on the right hash for the lead. And the snap is bad. And Romo picks it up and runs left to the 5. And he's taken off his feet at the 2-yard line. He fumbled the ball. The snap was bad, and the Cowboys did not kick the field goal. And their season's going to end.
I take responsibility for messing up at the end there, and that's my fault. You know, I cost the Dallas Cowboys a playoff win, and you know that's going to sit with me a long time.
I guess it's disbelief. You know, you look at it, and you know, you compare it to. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's really, you just don't know what to say.
It hurts real bad right now to think about, just because you know I know how hard everyone in that locker room worked to get themselves in position to win that game today, and for it to end like that, and for me to be the cause is very. It's very tough to swallow right now.
I think we gave ourselves a chance this year to meet our goals. We didn't get them met, but we gave ourselves a chance to meet our goals.
You know, I'm usually a guy who challenges himself consistently and a lot of the time, so I think I'll, at some point, I don't know when, and it won't be anytime soon.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you You had the time of your life.